And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lawrence Sanders. Last month, I participated in several Martin Luther King Jr. Day events with my family. We attended the Northern Orange events, which included an oratory contest, a banquet, and a march in downtown Hillsboro. Those events clearly touched on much of what Dr. King stood for and died for. However, the majority of events in the Triangle were centered around a day of service. And while they were worthwhile activities, they barely scratched the surface of what Dr. King stood for and died for. This caused me to ask why. Why is it that a national holiday that honors Dr. King has become, for many, synonymous with a day of service? I think it's because that diverts us away from the topic of racism. And I get it. People in general don't want to be reminded of it. Many feel like racism is a thing of the past and they had nothing to do with it. So instead, let's come together in unity and work on a project on that day. And don't get me wrong, that is a good thing. But let's balance that with the acknowledgement of the past, an assessment of the present, and goals for the future. As a minister, Dr. King's efforts were anchored in the commandment to love your neighbor as yourself, or in other words, treat others the way that you want to be treated. And you can apply that to every stand that he took, including his opposition to the Vietnam War and the Poor People's Campaign. But at his core, the Civil Rights Movement was a protest against racism. The treatment that blacks received under Jim Crow was bad, really bad, and that is a part of American history. Electing and re-electing our first black president is a definite sign of progress, but how far have we actually come when the president of the United States is disrespected by elected officials and the public like no other president in history and called names like a subhuman mongrel on national TV? Not far enough. My parents and most of my siblings were born in rural Alabama in Lowndes County. Bloody Lowndes, as it was called, was notorious for its voter suppression. In fact, in the beginning of 1965, there were zero black voters in Lowndes County. Mind you, we've come a long way in this regard, but as of lately, we're like Michael J. Fox in a DeLorean, slipping back in time. Check out ncvoter.org to learn just how. If I had more time, I'd touch on the resegregation of our schools, but I think you get my point. History is repeating itself, so let's acknowledge our past. This is Lawrence Sanders.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.